My spooky year was fun for me, but it was also a dangerous time for the world's collective mental health. Enlightenment can be risky business. When your old worldview falls apart, it can trigger all kinds of irrational behavior before your brain rewrites the movie in your head to make it consistent with your new worldview. We all have movies in our heads that we believe are accurate views of reality. And those movies are different. Normally, we don't notice the differences in our personal movies, or we don't care. But when politics are involved, the stakes are higher. Then we notice. Emotions are already raw in election years, and millions of people are focused on the same topics at the same time. That's a barrel of gasoline and a lot of matches in one place. The last thing the country needed was millions of people simultaneously going nuts. I hoped I could reduce that risk by writing about Trump's persuasion talents and preparing the public for what I saw coming. That will all make more sense later. I also wanted to make sure the public did not miss the greatest show in the world by looking through the wrong filter. If you watched the entire election cycle and concluded that Trump was nothing but a lucky clown, you missed one of the most important perceptual shifts in the history of humankind. I'll fix that for you in this book. I knew from my own experience as a hypnotist that Trump's extraordinary skill at persuasion would trigger massive cognitive dissonance and plenty of confirmation bias. If you're not familiar with those terms, I'll give you some quick definitions. I'll go into more detail later. If you seek enlightenment, these are two of the most important concepts you will ever learn. Cognitive dissonance. This is a mental condition in which people rationalize why their actions are inconsistent with their thoughts and beliefs. For example, if you think you are smart, but you notice yourself doing something that is clearly dumb, you might spontaneously hallucinate that there was actually a good reason for it. Or perhaps you believe you are an honest person, but you observe yourself doing something dishonest. Your brain will instantly generate a delusion to rationalize the discrepancy. This is a common phenomenon in all normal humans, but we generally believe it applies only to other people. Confirmation bias. This is the human tendency to see all evidence as supporting your beliefs, even if the evidence is nothing more than coincidence. This is another common phenomenon that we believe happens only to other people. I saw in the election of 2016 a dangerous situation forming. If the public misunderstood Trump's methods and intentions, and that seemed likely, things could turn ugly. Worse yet, the public might not appreciate the extraordinary richness of their choices in the election. No matter what you thought of Trump or his policies, he certainly was different, and he certainly knew how to make things happen. I thought the public deserved to see the Trump candidacy as clearly as possible, without the biased framing that his adversaries were applying. You might be wondering how confident I was about my prediction that Trump would win. Well, no one is psychic. I can't know with total certainty what the future holds. For example, I couldn't predict what type of scandals would pop up along the way. But I do know persuasion. I know its power in a way that few people do. And I recognized that with Trump's level of persuasion skill, he was bringing a flamethrower to a stick fight